Hour number two underway. The Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome aboard to the Thursday night edition, 27th of September 2007. Glad you are with us. It is open lines tonight. Tomorrow night on the program, Jerry E. Smith will be our guest to talk about his book, Harp. I can't remember the ultimate weapon of the conspiracy. I think the ultimate weapon of the conspiracy, and so it was a good read. And you get a couple other books that I've read as well. I'm looking forward to having him on the program tomorrow night, and we'll talk about HARP, global warming, and a number of other things. So tell your friends and neighbors to be tuned in to tomorrow night. Tonight we're talking about anything you want to talk about. At 800-313-9443. That is the number if you would like to join us. Chat rooms are open at republicbroadcasting.org and also at midnightridershow.com. And either location, you're going to find a group of like-minded individuals, two rooms with great conversations going on. And I want to say hello to Catherine. Hello, Catherine. How are you doing? And 70RR, Deke66. I didn't see you in there earlier. Want to say hello to you and Rogue Dolphin as well in the RBN chat room. And then over in the Midnight Rider chat room, let's see if there's anybody else that I've missed in there. Slacker is in there. Sidetracked is in there as well. And also New, N-E-W. There you go. And there's a name. And Aaron. I did not see Aaron or Amoral Fat. So hello to everybody there. Glad you're listening to the program and conversing with others. As we go along as well. This is kind of a, this is an, you know, most people I think realize that Osama bin Laden's dead. But yet they keep trotting this boogeyman out. Now there's a story from NBC. Did U.S. spies let bin Laden slip through their grasp again? A U.S. spy plane picked up some tantalizing clues last month, indicating where terror leader Osama bin Laden or his deputy might be hiding. But intelligence officials were unable to move quickly enough to capture or kill the al-Qaeda mastermind, NBC News reported Thursday. The sighting came in the rugged mountain passes of Tora Bora. NBC News correspondent Jim Mikliszewski reported on the Today Show. An unmanned spy plane spotted a large security contingent similar in size to one that would guard bin Laden or his number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri, although intelligence officials were unable to positively identify either of the top terrorists, and I don't know if they looked for a long extension cord either that plugs into a dialysis machine. The intelligence gathered launched the largest military operation in Afghanistan in 5 years. Some intelligence and military officials believed there was a high probability bin Laden or Zawahiri were there, despite the lack of a positive ID. U.S. forces spent 3 days and nights pounding the al-Qaeda hideout, killing 19 al-Qaeda and Taliban officials, but missing bin Laden. Some officials told NBC that the mission was not swift enough to capture or kill America's number one enemy in the war on terror. They were just too slow, too cumbersome, too risk-averse, Mike Sheehan, an NBC terrorism analyst, said. And again, we've missed him. Okay, we missed him. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm buying that one. Yeah, here's a guy on dialysis for 6 years. I think not. Come on. Give me a break. Back in just a minute. Some of this stuff is so absurd. It's so absurd. I mean, and there's more coming. The absurdity will continue. Later this hour, Gary Hart story time. Don't go anywhere. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Osama, you dropped a bomb on me. Tore up my extension cord. Had to go on battery backup. Battery backup. Right there. Oh, my. All right, yeah, we're continuing on here with the program tonight. Yes, later this hour, it will be Gary Hart story time. Gary Hart writes a little story for the Iranians, and we'll have Gary Hart story time later on this hour. So, stay tuned. See, it's the perfect way to wind down the day with a little Gary Hart story time. Oh, geez. I guess Saddam thought he had a deal worked out where he was going to get to go to exile. Take $1 billion with him and just leave Iraq in the weeks before the war started up. That was a no-go. No, we had to attack Iraq anyway. But it's just a cause. Just needed to. So here you got a guy that, you know, and this is a story that comes from the Daily Mail. in the UK. Since fearing defeat, Saddam was prepared to go peacefully in return for $1 billion. The extraordinary offer was revealed yesterday in a transcript of talks in 2003 between President Jorge W. Bush and Spanish Prime Minister Jose Maria Aznar at the president's Texas ranch. The White House refused to comment on the report last night, but if verified, it is certain to raise questions in Washington and London over whether the costly four-year war could have been averted. According to the tapes, Bush told Aznar that whether Saddam was still in Iraq or not, we'll be in Baghdad by the end of March. And we were going to be hanging out right there. Yeah. Going to be walking around an open air market. Mm-hmm. That's me. W. And I know you're not, you know, I talked about this earlier today. I'm not surprised. I mean, why would you be surprised? They've lied about everything else. I mean, they've lied about absolutely everything else. How do you know that someone in the Bush administration is lying, their mouth is moving? They make lawyers look good. Congress makes the lawyer look good. And most of them are lawyers. 11% approval rating for Congress and 29% for the dismantler. That's what I'm calling him now, as opposed to the decider and the commander guy, the dismantler. Because he's darn sure tore Iraq up, and he's doing a pretty good job of tearing this country up as well. Yes, you can have cookies and Jack Daniels at story time, John. There you go. John in Tennessee. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah, we'll have cookies and a little JD for you there. There you go. a little toddy. That's what everybody needs to go bitty by time. That's pretty funny. We had the Democrat debate last night, and not much mention of it at all. I mean, it's a little bit here, a little bit there. It was an NBC debate, and it was on MSNBC. The leading Democratic White House hopefuls conceded Wednesday night that they cannot guarantee to pull all U.S. combat troops from Iraq by the end of the next presidential term in 2013. Barack Obama says, I think it's hard to project 4 years from now. Hillary says, it is very difficult to know what we're going to be inheriting. John Edwards says, I cannot make that commitment. I got a hair appointment that day. Sensing an opening, Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut and New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson promised the assurances the others would not. Dodd said, I'll get the job done. While Richardson said he would make sure the troops or home by the end of his first year in office. The thing is, there's no difference. No difference between Democrats and Republicans. I mean, this whole thing is false. I mean, every time you think that you might see a smattering of difference, there is none. Absolutely no difference whatsoever. I mean, they're all the same. They're all bought and paid for. Every one of them, poof, bought and paid for. And it just makes you Just mad, because we're just going to stay there, and you've got a poll here among American people that says that the troop surge was ineffective. A poll indicates from Press TV, a poll indicates most of the Americans believe the U.S. troop surge in Iraq has not had any effect on security in the war-torn country. 45% of the respondents believe the recent increase in U.S. troops did not make any difference in the situation in Iraq, while only 17% said the troop surge had led to major improvements. The Opinion Dynamics poll was released by Fox News and published in Angus Reid website indicates, meanwhile, 32% believe the rise in the number of U.S. troops in Iraq has caused slight improvement. 42% of the respondents believe the U.S. forces could leave Iraq within a year, as laid out in a report by U.S. Commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, while 22% say the troops must immediately leave the country. 24% so the U.S. should withdraw its troops when the Iraqi forces are able to take control of the situation, and only 2% believe more troops should be sent. 10% of the respondents refused to comment. Some 900 people took part in the opinion poll, which was conducted August 21st and 22nd by telephono. The search, this whole thing is a sham. More people over there, they're talking 10 years. Literally. And when you've got presidential candidates who say, well, we don't know what we're going to be able to do at the end of 4 years. In 2013, another 6 years away. We don't know what we're going to do. And the likelihood that we will still be there is quite high. Regardless of what people think. Regardless of what Americans want. And I'm really getting to the point with people where I am becoming less and less patient with those who want to call me a kook. I've never minded being somebody trying to label me as something because I know that I'm not. But at the same time, it makes you angry because you know that you have factual information, and the reason they're calling you a kook and a conspiracy theorist and a nut is because they can't deal with it. Their little defense mechanism kicks in. Oh, my gosh, I can't handle it. Oh, you're a nut. Oh, well, I guess that just solves everything, everything I've told you. Everything I've verified, everything I've had you verify, just is not fact. Ah, to heck with it. You're right. I'm a nut. Thank you. But yeah, you know, I love my fellow man, and I want my fellow man to know what's going on and what they should be preparing for. I hate coming away from conversations with people where they think I'm a nut, but yet I've laid things out for them in a nice, simple little manner to understand. And you present them with facts, and they sit there in their own little paradigm that they exist in their own little box of truth, and they can't deal with it. They just literally can't deal with it. And they'll recite to you the little talking points from the television, and you present them with facts and real information. They go, "Oh, I don't know, don't think so. You're a nut." Sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't. And you're right, John. That's when you just smile and you walk away. As I do. Then my wife convinces them to listen to the program. She's had some friends listen to the program. They're going, "Oh, my." Does he really believe that? Yes, he does. Oh, wow. He's kind of nutty, isn't he? I love him. He's my man. Yeah, you leave with your head held high. That's all you can do. Because you've done your job. I mean, and I care about folks. And I'll start conversations with people. And we'll bring these things up just in a nice, easy way. And I run across a lot of people that get it to a point. But they don't understand the breadth of things. And how serious these people really are. They think the Republicans, we get us some Democrats in there, by golly, it's going to change. Neckheads. People whose heads are just extensions of their neck. That's interesting. Well, I love everybody. And I want to, you know, I don't want my friends to, and my family to have to go through a rough time and not be ready and to be caught with their pants down, literally. I mean, that's just, I don't want to see that. I have a number of my family members who actually listen to the show. They listen to it on an archive. And now we don't talk a lot about it. I mean, I brought up a couple of things. And they're going, "Yeah, we understand that." And you go, "Well, do you get the rest of it?" "No, not really. I think you're nuts." You're kind of crazy. You're kind of off the wall, aren't you? For those, you know, you could get arrested for that. Yeah, one day I probably will be. All right, back in a minute. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to join us here on the program, this is the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
During the break, so this whole left-right paradigm is like, you remember going to the skating rink and doing the hokey pokey? You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, put your right foot in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself about. That's what it's all about, you know. That's all it is. I mean, you got your left foot in there. Oh, that's the one right there. Ooh, how about the right foot? Ooh. I mean, and that's all it is. It's this little stupid hokey pokey dance, and everybody buys it. But it's actually real.
Well, I'm waiting for these Democrats to get in here and solve this problem.
And you have these, and every time that you have these parties change power, it's now, you know, the Democrats last year were the party of change. Now it's the Republicans who are the party of change. But it's the same people. It's a lot of the same folks. You know, you got old Teddy. I need a drink. You know, And you got the same people. Folks have been there for years and years and years. Robert Byrd, we're the party of change. I don't think you've changed in quite a while. Matter of fact, you're smelling pretty bad, Robert. I mean, gosh. And the thing is, well, I'm looking for a change from them Democrats. Oh, it's a breath of fresh air from the Democrats. We're about change. What are you changing? Nothing. Democracy, we're going to get us out of the war in Iraq. Oh, here, George, have another $100 billion. There you go. Oh, you're going to give us minimum wage. Yay! Thank you. And they're all, and everybody's just so excited. We got minimum wage. Aren't you so happy? Thank you, American workers. You should love us. Our kids are still dying in Iraq. They're still being exposed to depleted uranium. A lot of our kids are coming home really messed up because they've been there four or five times. But you got minimum wage raise. Thank you. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And then they said, well, and then you've got Nancy Pelosi. What was it, last night or the night before we played a cut of her on with Wolf Blitzer, where she's talking, well, it's Mr. Bush's war. It's Mr. Cheney's war. And it's the Republicans' war. And there's nothing I'm going to do about it because it's their war. No, you little twit, it's not. I'm sorry, it's not. It's our war. It's our kids. It's our family members. It's the sons and daughters of our friends, people we know that are over there that are fighting for absolutely no reason whatsoever. And you show yourself to be totally complicit in all of this, Ms. Pelosi, by the fact that you will not follow the law. These people have violated the Constitution. Yes, I understand that you're bought and paid for. And yes, you're paid for by the same groups that pay them. I understand. But at some point in time, hon, you're going to have to make a decision. Which side do you want? Are you on their side or are you on ours? And when you choose your side, you better understand that there is going to come a day and time when people in this country are going to get mighty upset. I mean, we impeached a guy over a blue dress, a cigar, and a stain, and a little lie. But we won't impeach a president who lied not once, not twice, but three times, and his staff lied a number of times. All their evidence was bogus. Could get us in a war over there. And we've lost, their official numbers are like 4,000. The 73,000 number I mentioned last night may be excessive. Or there's a possibility that study's a hoax. But still, how many kids died once the wheels were up on the helicopter? As it was heading to an Air Force base or an Army hospital somewhere else? How many of our kids are missing limbs and eyes and pieces of their mind because they've seen so much. But yet you won't take responsibility. You want to say it's their war. It's not your war. It's Mr. Bush's war, Mr. Cheney's war. And you expect us to go along with it? I think you're sadly mistaken, lady. I don't intend to go along with it. I got the best news the other day when my daughter called me and told me she was not going into the Army. I thought, man, phew. They offered her $40,000 to sign up. And I told her, I said, you have no idea how glad I am you decided not to go. But man alive. $40,000. Stick that in the face of a 21, 22-year-old kid or 18-year-old kid. $40,000 is all the money in the world to them. And they just jump right for it. All right, final half hour around the corner for our Thursday night edition. Don't go anywhere. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Don't forget, Gary Hart story time coming up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Our number.
Write that down. Keep it handy. There you go. Thanks to everybody listening tonight on the internet, listening on KU Satellite and on micro broadcast FM stations across the country. And thank you to all you micro operators that are putting up your stations everywhere. And I'm talking to more and more people who are getting excited about doing micros. That's really cool. We're going to plan like a full show with Mike Jones about micros here very soon. and just do a full 2 hours, answer your questions, and that type of thing. Because I know there's been like a really renewed interest in it, and so we'll do a show on that coming up. We might just do one next week. I may just get in touch with him and see if we'll do one next week. It's been like about a month and a half or so since we did one. We need to do like a full one and just go through and you just tell you all the good stuff about it, you know, and what's involved in that type of thing, and how you can do it. And I think that'll be a good idea. And hey, it's one way that you can do your part. I mean, it's, you know, as I keep telling people, you know, they say, well, what do I do? I say, well, what are you good at? Where's your talent lie? And it's like I tell people, you know, if your talent's writing, then write. Get your blog and start writing. If your talent is music, then write music and perform it. If you're good at art, then design art for it. That talks about freedom and liberty. If you build websites, you're good at that, then build websites. I mean, my goodness. If you're good at making a movie, then make a movie. Just do what you're good at. It's like the old Ned Miller song, do what you do well. Excellent song. But it's right. Whatever your little talent is, then employ that in this. You know, it's... I think everybody thinks that right now they've got to strap on a rifle and everything and hit to the battlefront. No, it's just everybody just doing a little bit here and a little bit there. Right now. I mean, later on it may require it. I don't know. I certainly hope it doesn't. I mean, I know a lot of people are spoiling for a fight and want to take up arms and do that, and I don't want to see that happen. Will it come to it? Possibly. Is it something that I think is a dandy thing? No. I don't, because it's going to be hardship on our families and on our kids and our grandkids. And I don't want to see that happen. I care too much for them and my neighbors, you know, to sit and say, think that's our option immediately. Some days you just want to think, okay, lock and load. But there's other days when you're sitting here thinking, man, I don't want to see them have to go through stuff like this. Me, I don't care. I mean, I knew the very first time I fired a microphone that my life as I knew it was over. That by standing up and saying something, it was done. And it's like that for many people. Does it bother me? No. Because I know that I have to say something. I can't just sit idly by. But I have to tell people about it. That he gets you if you don't. And you feel guilty sometimes about missed opportunities. Or I'll think about, you know, things that I'm talking about during a broadcast. And I'll shut the microphone off at the end of the program. And I realize, oh, you idiot, you forgot to say that. And I mean, I take what I do very, very seriously. I laugh at a lot of stuff, and I present humor because some of this stuff is very absurd, but it's very serious. But at the same time, I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to be aware. If you're fearful, you're not going to make logical decisions. But if you're aware and you're educated, then you will. And humor, in many ways, is one way of doing that. Eliminates the fear, but at the same time demonstrates the absurdity of what these people want to do. And what they want for us is indeed absurd. They want us dead. They've changed the way we think. They've changed the way we do things in this country. I mean, it's sad. And these people are sad. These are the type of people that end up in mental institutions. Now that is sad. It's terribly sad. And I just wish, you know, that we could understand that these people are vile individuals, and But we don't think like they do. Even those of us in this Patriot movement, we don't think like them. Because, see, we're able to form regular relationships. We're able to love and to show mercy and care for one another. These people don't. John in Tennessee, welcome to the Midnight Rider. You're on the program, sir.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you, John?
Doing everything I can to keep from going crazy and shouting and using very bad language that could probably get your FCC license pulled, but I will refrain from that.
Well, we don't want that. Have a cookie.
Okay. what people do not understand and what they have had programmed into them, wow, that stuff only happened back in World War II. Thank God it's over with.
Yeah.
The evil is right at your doorstep.
Yeah, and this conditioning has gone on for so long, and when you sit back and realize that these are dangerous people because they are very patient, and they hand it down from generation to generation, and that next generation has been bred and trained to do exactly what they're doing.
It's a long process of wait and take slowly, and take slowly. They are a living cancer.
They're parasites.
Yeah.
And they have to feed on the host, and they don't just want to maintain. They feel like they have to grow. And so they eat more and more and more of the host until eventually they kill the host.
Exactly. And the more you resist, that's exactly what they want.
Yeah.
Light exposes darkness.
Mm-hmm.
It cleanses darkness.
Right.
And the last thing I want, really, is a shooting war with these idiots. But you know what? If you push me...
Exactly. I mean, if we're backed into a corner, there's no choice.
That's right. And you mentioned about doing things that you're very, very good at, stuff like that. I was a policeman for 10 years and in the Army for 6. I'm very good at a lot of things that would make them shudder. And I'd be more than happy to pass that information along.
Yeah.
So they don't want it to come down to that. And there's more than just me out here like that, too.
There's a lot of guys out there
that believe in that GD piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And that defended it at one time. And we'll do it again if we have to.
You know, John, I've talked to a lot of people that are former military and that feel like that oath that they took was not just an oath that they took while they were in the military, but that was a lifetime oath.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's lifelong. It doesn't leave you.
Right. Yeah, because when you take the oath, it doesn't say for your term of service.
No, it doesn't.
And I think that's one of the reasons why they're bringing this...
And not only
these
that,
veterans disarmament bill around because they want to try to keep the guns out of the hands of veterans when they come back home.
It is, and here's the thing. That oath was administered by man, but we took it before God.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm not going to stand before my Creator and call him a liar.
Right.
Or fail to measure up to what I know he put me in to do.
Yeah, and you know the thing, John, is... The one thing that this movement does is it centers on individual achievement, the people getting out and doing things individually. And how many battles, how many skirmishes, how many fights have been changed because of the actions of one person?
Many.
Of just one person who just said, I'm done, we're moving forward.
Look at Audie Murphy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how many times? What was he doing? Congressional Medal of Honor, what, twice?
Twice. Neville Brand. Who was decorated more than Audie Murphy was. Lee Marvin, he was a Marine Corps sniper who literally got his butt shot off in a Pacific island. He took out a machine gun nest. Bob Dole, same thing, 10th Mountain Division. He saved his unit from getting wiped out at the cost of his arm.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's that individual effort at that certain time that makes a difference. I related a story here recently where Battle of Fredericksburg was changed by Robert E. Lee. And it wasn't his commands. It was the fact he saw something being done to his Confederate troops when they were being taken prisoner. And it made him angry.
That's usually the best fighters is when it comes to enough is enough is enough.
Enough is enough. He went in without a gun. He drew his sword. And he charged in after him. And it so inspired his men... that after they stopped him from going into the melee, they went and they turned the tide of the battle.
Well, when do you think they took the swords away from, like, the Scotsmen, the Chinese, everything like that? Because they had weapons, they were fighting back. We can't have them fighting back.
No.
So you know what the Chinese did? Used anything they can get their hands on, an axe, a rock, anything.
And they're doing that now. I mean,
there's
people in China that are fighting for their land. The army comes up with tanks and machine guns, and these people are fighting them with pitchforks.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's their land.
Yep, I've heard about that. These land grabbers are trying to chase them off their family, generation-owned lands.
Mm-hmm.
They're fighting with everything they got.
Yeah, everything they have, and because they have no other choice. Because either they fight or they lose it all, they're gonna lose anyway. So why
that's
not
right.
go down fighting?
And then that's what's gonna happen here. You try to take the wrong person's land, and you're gonna have a mess on your hands. It's like that here in Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, just look at the Ed and Elaine Brown situation. They picked the wrong person to mess with.
Oh, they sure did.
I mean, they bit off more than they can chew.
I mean, the only way out for them, there is no way out for them. The same face, because what's going to happen is this. They're eventually going to have to back off this whole thing, tuck their tails between their legs, and just get out of there. And not only that, you got all these cases now that the government is losing on income tax suits.
Yeah. Oh, it's happening all over the country.
They cannot prove that there is a law.
Right.
Which is one thing you can do right there, folks. Stop feeding the beast.
Yeah, I mean, there was a case in Vegas here just last week, 169 counts against, I think, 9 different defendants, not one guilty. Not one. A bunch of hung juries and 5 acquittals, but no convictions.
Look at Tommy Cryer on RBN.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one woman, too, that she was having that same thing, too, and she was found not guilty.
Yeah.
She wrote a book about it, I think. I think you mentioned you were going to try to get her on our show sometime.
Sherry Peel Jackson, I think
that's
so. I'm talking about.
That's
yeah.
her. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, they're back after her again. Joe Bannister, look how many times he's fought him and won.
They won't ever win.
No. No. John, I appreciate the call.
Have a good night, Mike.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for listening. No, I mean, it's the fact that people decide to stand up and say no, and they don't like it. They hate it. I mean, they absolutely just despise it. Ooh, the peasantry has spoken up. What's going on here? We can't have that. I mean, this... No, 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 no. How dare you speak up like that? We shan't have that at all. And that's why, like, when these groups like We Are Change, they go and confront these people, like the Rockefellers and like and Rudy Poot Giuliani. They get the stupid look. They just get the stupid look on their face. Are we John? Are we referring to Ted Pike on the question about the hate crimes bill? Okay, so somebody says, did he get any straight? I'm assuming Ted Pike here from D.C. on the Kennedy wheel. I talked to him earlier this evening, and I didn't get to listen to him on Rick's show. But he said he was optimistic that the bill was going to be vetoed. I got to tell you, folks, I hope he's right. And he's been at this a lot longer than I have as far as looking at this particular issue. And I know Bush has vetoed these before. But when the commander and thief here has done everything to get rid of constitutional rights in this country, our freedoms, our God-given freedoms, I find it suspect that he would veto this this authorization bill for defense spending. But Ted believed that there was a likelihood that would occur. And I read one of his emails earlier tonight, and that was kind of reiterated in that. And I hope it's the case. Because if this bill is signed into law, folks, I'm telling you, free speech in this country is gone. I mean, literally gone. It may not happen in a month. It may not happen in 6 months. But you give it a year or two, and it will incrementalize and go further and further and further, where everything is hate speech. And then it ends up being a thought crime. We're at that point. Everything we see is so Orwellian. I mean, you think of 1984. And I remember reading the book when I was in eighth grade, thinking, this world will never be like that. This country would never be like that. And here I am, 41 years old, staring at it. There at the precipice, looking down, and what do I see? Total police state. People in the country totally mind numb. Don't think. They've been told not to think. And taught not to think. To just go along. And when you're asked to be involved in a discussion, oh, it's okay. Just repeat the talking points. What you heard on TV. How do I know this if I was guilty of it? I was part of the brain dead. I was part of the frozen chosen there. Just, yeah, what's on TV tonight? Oh, Fox, that's great. All right, we're going to come back. Gary Hart story time right on the other side. Name of Gary Hart's story, unsolicited advice to get to the government of Iran. It's a wonderful story. Back in just a minute.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Midnight Rider, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Catherine in Montana, welcome to the program. How are you?
I enjoy your program very much. As you know, I'm a new listener.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you that with this new Kennedy bill that was passed,
right?
They're doing it so that they can shut down free speech everywhere,
certainly,
not just churches, not just internet boards, just about everything from A to Z. And
right. I mean, our very existence, RBN's very existence, my network, TruthNet Radio, their very existence are in danger. 5-6 months from now, we could be gone.
That's true. Years ago, when the first hate crime bill came out, I was very active on boards before my late husband had cancer and was dying and everything. Anyway, I wrote about how stupid the bill was. Of course, now you can hardly use the word stupid, but anyway, I basically said that crime is crime, death is death. Any crime that's filled with or committed by a perpetrator filled with hate, or just for the fact that he wants your money and wants to knock you over and rape you or kill you or whatever, it's all crime. How can
right.
people be so stupid and not realize that crime is crime, period? So I used to write on boards and tell people that I was going to form a hate crime bill for middle-aged, 5'3" tall, eyeglass-wearing, gun-toting ladies. And I said, do you think they're going to give a hoot if I get knocked off or killed or raped or, God forbid, anything else, you know, with my family, although I never
right.
had children? And they could care less. But if somebody mm-hmm. else is in a certain group of people, which is wrong, division is wrong, they're going to be, that poor person because they're this, that, or whatever. And it's just ridiculous.
All hail the victim.
Right. And
always.
Favoring one American over another. And I thought we were all equal. At least that's what my Declaration of Independence says. That's what my Bible says. And that's what my Constitution Bill of Rights say.
Right, but this very type of legislation takes that right away from you and bestows special privilege on someone else.
Of course.
Yep.
But I will tell you another thing. The people, and I'll say this across the airways, so if anybody's listening in Montana, make note here. Tester's office, as far as I'm concerned, he's a traitor turncoat. We thought that he would do something, even though he is a Democrat, and we were fed up with Burns. And I'm a former Republican, now a independent, because I don't associate myself with neocon artists. But anyway, he voted for it, and I gave them the Riot Act and then gave them
right.
a list of things that they should do, like what happened with ending the war and bringing the troops home, this, that, and whatever. They were clueless. No comment, ma'am. We can't say. And I said, well, you know what? Crime is crime. Then Baucus's office, I got the same thing. The only one who did stand up was Jenny Rayburg, and he voted against it. So for the Montana listeners, Rayburg voted no on the Kennedy bill.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Catherine, I appreciate your call, and I'm going to get a little theme song for you when you call, like Pistol Packing Mama or something.
Oh, yes, or a pistol packing mama, even though I was never a mother, but I did own dogs in the past.
That'll work. Thanks for your call. You have a good night.
Okay, God bless you and your wife.
Thank you. We're out of time. No Gary Hart story time. Go to bed, everybody. Hey, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That is indeed why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night with Jerry E. Smith. God bless everybody.